Seven here again, and if I'm counting correctly, then this is now day 18, and, well, not even really sure where to begin here, because it's been a crazy few days. Okay, I'll just go out and say it. I came in contact with another human. Well, let's just say it was a strange experience, because he didn't say one word to me the entire time. He stayed with me for about 2 days. Well, 2 days off and on, and then he just disappeared completely. And during that entire time, he never spoke at all. I'm not sure if it was a trauma, you know, from the disaster or what, but he just seemed like he was very interested in knowing about me and who I am and everything, but not interested enough to actually communicate. And I tried everything with him. You know, I tried everything to get him to communicate with me, and he just wouldn't do it. Okay, before I go off on that point, let me just start from the beginning, okay? I'll tell the story of how I met this person. My last recording before this was day 15. And then on day 16, the next morning, early in the morning, I was awakened by this weird feeling. And I can't really explain it, but I know I've heard of other people who've had this feeling where you just feel like you're being watched. I've never had it while sleeping, but I just had this feeling I was being watched. So I wake up, I jump out of bed, and there's this guy. This guy is just crouched down. He's probably about 20 feet away from me, and he's just staring at me. And he was crouched down because he was petting the goat. And, of course, my first instinct was to grab my machete in case this guy was stealing from me, or maybe he meant to steal the goat, or, you know, cause one of us harm in some way. I don't know. So I jumped up. I had this machete in my hand and ready. I would be scary looking, I'd imagine, you know, the way I was all ready for him and everything. But he just sat there. He just sat there just crouching down and petting the goat just so calmly and just staring at me. And the goat didn't even seem scared at all either. The goat seemed really relaxed. And I yelled out. I said, "Who are you?" And he just kept staring at me for a long time. And at the time, I thought maybe I was dreaming still. You know, I thought maybe I didn't wake up yet because, well, I've been having a lot of dreams lately of meeting other people out here. And then here it is, it actually happens, and it's nothing at all like my dreams, because for some reason, in my dreams, it's always a violent situation, and it's always a confrontational situation where I'm being restrained in some way, and I'm being grabbed, and I don't like that feeling. I don't know why I keep dreaming that, but this wasn't like that at all. So I knew, you know, I knew it wasn't a dream at this point. Now, in retrospect, I can remember much more about him than I could at the time. You know, I think my mind wasn't allowing me to realize at the time exactly what was going on, because when he was first there, I was so focused on his intention and his motives. I wanted to know why he was there, and I wanted to know if there are others out there like him, you know? I think it really just gave me tunnel vision. Now, as far as his appearance goes, he looked normal, I guess. You know, he had a t-shirt on. He had these dark pants on. I guess they were jeans, something like that, and I would guess he was probably about between 35 and 40. He looked a little older than me, but he had a full head of dark hair, and he had these really dark eyes, and I'm not sure, you know, what color they were. He didn't let me get close enough to see what color his eyes were. He had this thing about staying about 10 feet away from me. He was really not scared of me, but just really apprehensive. But you know, now that I think about it, he didn't seem as dirty as I am. I mean, It's been 18 days since I've taken a shower, at least. I don't know how long, you know, it was before that. So, I mean, you can't exactly eat off me. So for 2 days, this guy stuck around. And I'm only now realizing what he looked like. It's like it didn't really sink in until this moment, which I find fascinating. But anyway, on that first day, he didn't ask me for anything. Or he didn't try to show me that he needed anything. I figured right away that he'd be asking me for some food. I mean, if I was in that situation, that's what I'd be doing. But he waited until I offered him some food. And then he took it kindly and he ate it. He had manners. He had, it seemed like, respect for other people. So this was definitely a good thing. I must have talked his ear off those first few hours, though, before nightfall. I was trying to ask him where he's from, or if there are others out there like him, or with him, somewhere. I mean, I asked if he lost his voice in the disaster. I mean, come on, how unfair is this? I find a guy who is an actual link to some sort of civilization. I mean, besides a goat. And this guy doesn't even talk. How crazy is that? It's like I'm part of some big cruel joke. But you know what really frustrates me the most? I have this strange feeling in the back of my mind that he just didn't want to talk to me. He wasn't even really trying to communicate in any way with me. He just let me do the talking while he listened. He didn't try sign language or writing things down on paper. That's what I would have done in that situation. I mean, I did do that, actually. I wrote things down for him in case I didn't know if he couldn't hear me or what, but he seemed like he could hear me. He acknowledged that. But I was just blabbering on, and, well, I guess like I'm doing now, you know. He just sat there, and he watched me, and he seemed so fascinated. But then again, so was I, you know. I can't really blame him, but if this was a month ago, back, you know, before all this happened, I don't know, I'd probably punch him in the face for just sitting there staring at me for so long like that. It's just, it's weird. Anyway, so that night, when it was time to normally sleep, you know, the time that I normally lay down and try to get some sleep, I didn't sleep at all. I just couldn't trust this guy. I do feel a little bad about it now, but as some sort of a human materialistic instinct, I just figured that he was there to steal my stuff. And that's until I realized that I don't have any stuff, so what could he really steal? But when it was time for him to go, which I didn't realize at the time, but he actually did this strange, like a nodding, bowing thing, where he just kept nodding as his body was bowing down, and I've never really seen that before. I don't know. It was really peculiar. And then he just walked away. He went out into the forest part in the woods, and he just walked away. And I didn't try to follow him, because at first I didn't know, maybe he was going to relieve himself. You know, I mean, you never know. But I figured he might be right back. But of course, he didn't come back. At least that night, he didn't. So I stayed up that entire night as much as I could. I mean, I fell asleep here and there, but I forced myself to at least try to stay up all night because I didn't know where he went or when he'd be back. I kept picturing him returning with this giant group of, you know, these silent friends who would all just stare at me until I went out of my mind. I didn't record at all that night because I was afraid that he'd come back and see me recording. I know it might sound a little bit strange, but I'm afraid right now to let anyone else see me recording. And I guess, you know, that wasn't really an option before, but now that there actually is a someone else, I have to be careful about this. This is my private time and my private thoughts and observations. And most of all, I don't want someone stealing this little recorder. I don't know what I would do if someone stole this thing. But right now I'm recording because I think he's long gone at this point. It's midday on day 18, and I haven't seen him since last night. Oh, so yesterday, let me get back to that. Yesterday, at the first sign of sunlight in the morning, the early morning, right about the same time I first saw him, there he was again. Apparently he decided he wanted to come back. And I didn't hear him or I didn't see him. He was just there. He's just watching me again and still not talking. And he's still petting the goat, you know, and it was like deja vu. I was awake this time, you know, I was ready for him. I was cooking some breakfast by the fire. But I didn't hear him come by. It was just really weird. I just look up and I find him standing by a tree watching me. It's probably one of the creepiest things I've ever seen. I think that would be the best way to describe it. What makes this whole ordeal even scarier is the fact that I still haven't found any civilization, any real civilization. I don't mean, you know, a goat here and a guy here. I mean like a city or something. What we did, me and the goat, we traveled for about 10 hours the day before we met this guy. And, you know, 10 hours is a long time to travel on foot. And you would think that there would be something that you would run into, some sort of anything, and, you know, other houses or anything. I know, you know, this country is pretty spread out, but still, 10 hours, I don't know how much distance we covered, but we walked for a while. Right now, we're literally camping under the moonlight in the middle of nowhere. It's just this, we're in the middle of this forest. And in the middle of the forest, in the center, there's an open field. And we decided to go ahead and just camp right here because I feel it's a little safer. So that's where we're set up right now. But I'm not sure if we should stay here again and wait for this guy to come back or just keep moving, you know, go on with the original plan. I know if I leave here and I never see him or anyone else ever again, that I will regret the decision to move. But we can't just sit here forever waiting for him. I mean, I'm not even sure what his intentions are, or what he'll do, or what he'll bring back if he comes back. This whole way that he leaves and comes back over and over again, it brings one thing to mind. I wonder if he has another camp somewhere else. You know, he's got to have somewhere else he's got to go every night. And if he's leaving here at night, it's got to be a better place. So maybe he wants to just observe me long enough to see if he wants to bring me back to his camp. Maybe he feels sorry for the fact that I only have a few cans of food and this goat. And, you know, maybe he has this giant, I don't know, like a solar-powered freezer full of steaks or something like that. Oh, man. What I wouldn't give for a steak right now. So I guess I'll just stay on my best behavior. So I'll pass his test or whatever. And yeah, I'm really curious to see what this other world is that he lives in. I just hope he's not watching me right now. I think I'm probably hidden well enough right now. I mean, inside the tent I'm in, and it's behind some brush and everything, and you never know, the guy's sneaky, so I don't know, maybe I shouldn't talk so loud. I don't know if it's natural for me to not trust him since I just met him, and he's offering me absolutely no reason to believe otherwise, but I'm going to continue to not trust him. I guess that really depends on if I ever see him again, though, but, you know, on the other hand, he was really good with the goat, and the goat seemed to trust him, and that's always a good sign when animals can trust a human. So that in itself should set my mind at ease just a little bit. It really doesn't. Anyway, I'm going to stick it out here one more night, and then I'm going to head out first thing in the morning. And if I don't see Silent Bob again, I'm probably going to just go ahead and head off into the direction that I saw him go, which would be a little bit off course where we originally set off, but I'd like to think that there's a chance that I'll be able to see him again, or even better, see other people again. but I'll keep you posted. This is Evan Hyde signing off.